Wicked Roadie. It's a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hi, everybody. My name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for joining us on the 2018's podcast, listed best of by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly, and you have only a few days left to vote. Go on to the Rhode Island Monthly website. You do have to take a few steps. You got to enter your email address. It's a legit contest. You can't stuff the ballot box. So we appreciate your support in that, as we always do, as we appreciate you listening every day.
Truly.
And well, not every day. I mean, if you want to listen every day, that'd be your choice, but far be it from me to stop you from doing that. Mary, I just cut the grass this week for the first time.
Congratulations. That's a momentous occasion, my friend.
Felt good, looks good. And, you know, everybody's in that mode right now where their grass and their lawn looks so green, so
yes.
lush.
Yes.
And in 8 weeks to 10 weeks, it's going to be just dead. Absolute death.
Right. We got to enjoy it while we can.
Totally. And it's like, ooh, okay, I wish it could stay nice and just rich like this, but I'll try to keep up on the watering and all the stuff you got to do and everything, but it is what it is.
It's a lot. It's a lot of upkeep. I mean, it looks this lush because it's been raining for, a week and a half, it feels like.
Seriously. And I'm okay with that at this time of year because you're starting to see the buds all come up on the trees, and that is just pollen exploding everywhere. So, speaking of exploding.
Yes.
Somerset, Massachusetts. Now, for people in like Pasco or, you know, the Narragansett area, you're thinking, where the heck is Somerset, Massachusetts? Somerset, Massachusetts, right near Swansea, right on that Rhode Island, you know, Mass line.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be demolishing, exploding, imploding, making two huge giant cooling towers. And when people are like, oh, what do they look like? If you remember The Simpsons,
yes.
where Homer Simpson worked, you know,
mm-hmm.
It looks like those towers right there. They are imploding two of them on Saturday. And there have been so many events that have come up because of this. There is Brunch with a Bang along the restaurants in Fall River. You can pay $5 for a ticket to watch it from the deck of the battleship Massachusetts, which may be sold out. You have to buy it in advance. There's a ton of road closures. There's going to be it's going to be big.
Yeah.
It's going to be big because these towers each stand at 500 feet tall. And this is, according to the property owner, this is going to mark a world record because of the size they are and the demolition of them simultaneously or something.
Really?
So it's all going to go down at 8 o'clock on Saturday. It's going to last approximately 10 seconds. 2 minutes prior to the explosion, there'll be a bunch of sirens to indicate a two-minute countdown, followed by a series of short siren blasts, and then a loud 135 decibel thunderclap is what it's going to sound like. And
mm-hmm.
then those puppies are just going to drop. You'll see some dust, and it is over.
Wow.
Over.
And what are they going to be doing with that spot after that?
They are turning that into a business park. They're going to be doing some new stuff over there. So and these towers aren't that old. They're relatively new. As a matter of fact, one of the guys who was a foreman on the project lived on my street for about a year and a half. They had moved. The company that built them was out of Kansas City. He had moved here for the year and a half with his wife and little child. And I sent his wife and he's not on Facebook. I sent his wife a message. I said, hey, let your husband know those towers are coming down. She goes, yeah, I know, we've been invited to come watch. I'm like, how does that work? You know, it's like, hey, you know all that stuff you built? Come watch us destroy it. I guess they don't really care because they got paid, but there'll be a bunch of road closures. There'll be restrictions on the water over there. And, you know, there'll be a safety zone, but it'll be something cool. You can't fly a drone over there. And so if you're looking for something fun, different to do, check out the various businesses up and down the Fall River waterfront, because no matter where you are. And a pretty cool thing is I can see it from my house. I feel like Sarah Palin saying that. I can see Russia from my house. But that's not the case with Russia. I can see the towers, though. So that's happening this weekend. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, it's something to do. What about yourself? What do you got coming up?
It's really just chilling with the springtime. Now that school vacation's done, the kids are back in school, and it is opening day on Saturday for some T-ball.
Oh, so very good.
Baseball season is here, my friends.
We're talking baseball. I like that. So, hey, well, whatever you're doing, stay tuned. And if you're working, getting errands done or whatever, you know, just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
We're excited to remind you about our new sponsor, Float RI, which is located in Post Road in Warwick. So they're an amazing place. They offer so many different services to help you balance your mind, your body, heck, even your soul. You can get some massage there, some Reiki, fitness classes, aura photography, and of course, flotation therapy. And Ben and I are really excited about that part.
Yes, next week we will be visiting Float to experience some of their services, including the floating. And what floating is you spend either 60 or 90 minutes in your own private pod of 850 pounds of Epsom salt and 10 inches of water. It's heated to skin temperature, creating an anti-gravity environment. What does that do? It helps stimulate healing in the brain, increases the alpha waves, it makes you feel better, and it makes a one-hour floating session feel like a five-hour nap. Learn more about Float RI by visiting our website, and of course, we'll be sharing our experiences in the coming weeks, and we'll have some wonderful giveaways.
That's right. So, Ben, what do you have for this week's Wicked Interesting Pick?
Well, I feel like April has just turned into a giant Earth month. There was Earth Day, which was the 22nd, but on the weekends, before and after, and just all around, it's cleaning up the area, cleaning up the parks, cleaning up everything that's happening. So, 7th Annual Providence Earth Day Spring Cleanup, Rhode Island, being hosted by AAA. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to noon at the Nuwakanduck Park, which is...
Say that five times fast.
Yeah. Listen, folks, it's India Point Park in Providence, okay?
I have Wait, it has two names?
It's like two parks in one. It's kind of like the old school, the complex, where you had like Mardi Gras and
the
Monkey Bar and all that other places. Yeah, no, this is new.
That is a hard word to say. Yeah.
Nuwakanduck Park.
Ooh. Pretty good.
Brought to you by the announcer of the Paw Sox, ladies and gentlemen. They're looking for volunteers. Register early and get a free T-shirt. And they're looking for people to come out and help. It's a wonderful thing to do over there at India Point Park. Of course, there's always a lot of great festivals. That's where you'll see the various cultural festivals happen. There's like yoga every Saturday morning over there on the docks or Sunday morning. There's just a ton of things. India Point Park is beautiful. So lend a hand. Help. Go help clean it up. Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon with AAA and your friends at the Providence Parks Department, Sustain PVD, and Partnership for Providence Parks. You know, just wonderful groups there. So check that out. It is the 7th Annual Providence Earth Day Spring Cleaning.
Kicking things off for the wicked fun in the 401. We're going to stick with this Earth Day theme. As you said, Ben, I mean, now that the sun is finally out, we're noticing our grass is green. We just want to make the world look a little bit better. So if you want, you can, of course, attend the event in Providence at India Point Park. Or if you're in more the southern part of the state, they're going to be having an adventure because it's going to be an Earth Day birthday party with Save the Bay at their Newport Exploration Center and Aquarium. That's going to be going on also Saturday from 10 to 4. And this is just a really big deal because in addition to it being an Earth Day celebration, they're going to be having a free family-friendly 50th anniversary kickoff event at this center. You can help clean up the Easton's Beach at 10 a.m. to noon. They're going to receive, anyone who helps clean up, you're going to receive a $25 certificate for a first-time appointment at Prout Chiropractic. So maybe you want to get adjusted. Well, this will pretty much, you know, check off some of that money for it. And then they're going to be having lots of birthday fun from noon until 4 p.m. in and around Easton's Beach Rotunda. I mean, there's going to be games, activities, live music, performances, and so much more, as well as free sips and snacks, additional goodies. Lots of people have helped make this possible. And it's just a great way and a great organization. You know, Save the Bay does so much in our state. And, you know, there's no better reason than Earth Month, as you and I are now going to call it, probably, to go out and check out the bay.
Very, very cool. The 17th annual Imagine Walk is taking place this Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Goddard Park in Warwick, Rhode Island. The Autism Project Rhode Island is the beneficiary of the Imagine Walk. And, you know, it's a family fun day of activities. You can go for the walk, but they'll also have information. They'll have a bounce house, an obstacle course. There'll be a reptile show, pony rides, arts and crafts, face painting, food tent. And also, because this is the Autism Project, otherwise known as TAP, they will have sensory tents. And all the various activities there are geared for folks, kids, and adults who deal with various abilities or various degrees of autism. You know, it's a wide spectrum, and your participation in the walk not only allows them to continue to provide programs that help, you know, foster independence and improve communication and increase self-confidence, but it also helps develop new methods for the over 10,000 Rhode Islanders who have been diagnosed with ASD, their families, and those who serve them. So it's a wonderful day to come down to the Goddard Park on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 o'clock. The opening ceremony is at 10, so just, you know, keep that in mind as well. But it's, every year. And our friend Danielle North will be the MC, as she always is. She does a wonderful job there from WPRA 12. So check that out on Sunday.
Saturday, if you're looking to get out of the house and you want to go see something different, I highly recommend that you check out the Providence Roller Derby. If you've been before, you know that this is a high-intensity, fun event, really great for all ages. But, of course, it's going to be indoors because it's still a little cold. It's still a little dicey with the weather. So Saturday from 4:30 to 9 p.m., the Providence Roller Derby All-Stars doubleheader is going to be taking place against Connecticut's Roller Derby All-Stars and Yankee Brutals. It's going to be, of course, the first home game for the 2019 season. Doors open at 4:30, and the first bout is at 5. The second bout is at 7:15. Tickets are very, very affordable. Adults, it's only $12, and for kids 5 to 12, it's $5. And there is going to be an after party at Tallulahmore Tavern in Warwick. So if you want to go to Thayer Arena in Warwick and go cheer on your favorite roller derby girls, also know that there's going to be a little after party so you can get to congratulate them in person and maybe grab a little bit of a bite.
There is not any party like an after party, because an after party, Mary, I don't know if you know this, it does not stop.
you know, Ben, you're onto something.
I've heard that once or twice. Thank you, Madonna. Yes, no matter where you are in Rhode Island, you are never more than 18 and a half miles from either Connecticut, Massachusetts, or the water. And this week's Borderline takes you to Swansea, Massachusetts on Sunday from 11 to 2. It's the Touch a Truck, hosted by Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses, Cat Country 98.1, and Project Undercover. Now, there is no charge for admission here. You just need to, like, no monetary charge, I should say. What they're asking for is an unopened package of children's socks, underwear, or diapers, and all the donations will benefit Project Undercover, and it's a fun day. I mean, there will be emergency vehicles, there'll be commercial-sized trucks, there'll be fire trucks, military vehicles, race cars, the trackless choo-choo train, the bouncy houses. It's just a wonderful, wonderful afternoon of fun and excitement over there at Cardi's Furniture in Swansea. There's a McDonald's right next door. There's plenty of restaurants in the area. There is a Dunkin' Donuts, too, if you need a coffee before and or after, or an iced coffee to cool you off, Mom and Dad. But it's just something that, you know, it does a great thing. Project Undercover, they've been working for years because there are a number of kids in Southern New England who just don't have the access to clean underwear. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you and I both know that if you go for a couple days and the thought of it kind of skeeves you out a bit, and also for a child that makes them uncomfortable, or it could lead to issues with, you know, self-confidence. Mm-hmm. So and obviously when it comes to diapers, that could be a serious health concern. So your donations goes directly to people in Southern New England who are in dire need of assistance. So check that out. It is happening on Sunday from 11 to 2 at Carty's Furniture and Mattresses in Swansea. Exit 2 off 195. Plenty of parking. Bring strollers, bring sunscreen, and bring a camera. What do you got, Mary? Wicked Family Friendly.
Our YMCA local branch, actually, you know, I live in the middle of the state. I live technically in Providence County, but I'm really close to Kent County. Well, the Kent County YMCA is going to be having their Healthy Kids Day. This is taking place on Saturday. It's going to be an amazing event. You're going to be able to just really help your kids celebrate living healthy with a free, fun-filled day of interactive games, family activities, giveaways, all sorts of great things. This is taking place Saturday from 10 until 1. Kent County YMCA is right off of Route 2 in Warwick, right off the highway. They're going to be also having a camp open house. So if your kids are interested in camps, I will tell you, as someone who went to the Kent County YMCA camps, they're really cool. They've got an amazing campus. They've got tons of trails. They've got ponds that you can swim in. There'll be face painting at this event, arts and crafts, and so, so much more. So it's a great way just to get outside, promote healthy living with your youngsters. But if you're also in the mood to understand what camps they have to offer, this is a great way to do it. So it's taking place again Saturday from 10 to 1 at the Kent County YMCA right in Warwick.
Nice. Folks, as we said in the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, if you're going to any of these events, or if you're taking pictures of your gorgeous garden or your luscious grass now that it's green, we would love to see it. We love to see the beauty that Rhode Island has to offer. You can use the hashtag WickedRhody. That will let other people find your photos. It'll let us find your photos as well. And it also gives brand awareness. Speaking of which, you have one more week to help us out to hopefully keep our title as the best podcast of Rhode Island. You can head on over to rimonthly.com, click the statewide category, scroll on down, and write in Wicked Roadie as your favorite podcast here in Rhode Island.
A special thanks to one of our partners, The United Way. If you're in need of assistance, visit their website or simply dial 211 or get connected to the help you need. And if you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can email us at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com.
Until next time, folks, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
You've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
I'm watching you, Wazowski. That's an inside joke.